Hey everybody, welcome to episode 7 of Podcast Lost in Space. We're a little chaotically hectic in terms of guest numbers and the light balance on my face, because Alyssa managed to lose her voice from partying Friday and Saturday night.
What happened to Newman? I never heard.
Newman's in LA, visiting his girlfriend. Actually, he might be back in San Diego by now, but he's doing a soccer game, so he's like, gotcha. I don't think I can make it in time. I'm back in my normal environment, which is very nice. What's really nice is that this is perfectly framed. You can't see the disaster zone spread around me from the process of me moving in.
And more dogs in the background, too.
None of those filthy animals. Annoying.
Yeah.
That are adorable and fluffy, and I love them dearly. So, yes, as usual, my name's Alexander. I'm in charge of all this craziness, which means right now I'm the one who's at fault for running late. And, you know, people who aren't here. Doc.
Yes, resident crime fighter journalist here, which means I write stories about crime fighters. Haven't posted anything because no one really does that much crime fighting nowadays. So, yeah, it's a real downturn in the market for that field. I'm not really doing well. I'm actually becoming bankrupt. I invested a lot of money in my journalism practice of just crime-fighting journalism, and it is the worst decision I have ever made.
But there's police officers.
But they're not vigilantes, okay? And the ones that do vigilante justice are in the news for very bad things. Yes, cover your mouth. Yes, because that is a very awful thing that I'm referencing.
Yeah.
I'm just used to what you say, Doc, so I'm like, okay, like, I'm just going to smile at you.
Your friend is not prepared for this.
No. So, on that note, I'm going to introduce myself. Hey, I'm Seneca. This week, I'm going with, I am the cat herder of the blog, a.k.a. Alexander II, a.k.a. the one who occasionally has to grab people by the scruff of their neck and go, no, you need to write something for me. And in the background, we have our impromptu guest for the week. Her name is Danielle. Who knows if she'll speak or not?
I said hi.
Oh, she's
She let herself get caught in the range of the camera and the microphone.
Actually, no. Originally, I had it centered the right way so that I don't look like a ghost. But, you know, since our original guest for the week may or may not show up, we're not really
sure. I just remembered her cat's been at the vet all.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I feel bad for yelling at her.
Stuff's going on. But so we have an impromptu guest who is kind enough to be part of the mayhem that is my life, apparently.
Hi.
Danielle, what do you do?
Well, right now I work at Macy's. Great time. Holidays.
Exciting.
What about your Etsy job?
Oh, yeah. So a friend of mine and I, we're both named Danielle, and we're making a business called Danny and Elle. And it's our clothing line is called Fantasy and Reality. I am the designer, and I also make the hair accessories, so I make little top hats. I really like doing that. It's like 4 hours per hat, but it's a lot of work, and we're actually going to a burlesque convention here in a few weeks.
Ooh. Nice.
It has really cool stuff, actually. I really still want to buy one of those dresses from you guys.
We'll put a link in the doobly-doo.
Yeah, she does cool stuff. Linkage. It'll happen.
That'll go
advertising
to all five of our viewers.
Hey, if nothing else, you can look at the hats, and honestly, like, they're adorable. Like, they are legitimately, like, I want several, probably five.
Is it mainly a female demographic that you're going towards? Because all the hats I wear, I would not describe as adorable.
Well, there's a tiny witch.
You have to let her talk.
We do have witch hats, and I mean, we've had a few guys that are really interested. Actually, this little boy came up to me and asked me if I could make him a Batman top hat. That's like this big.
I would rock a Batman top hat.
So I do commissions, and my partner is making a bunch of cloaks, male cloaks and female cloaks. So, but right now, I guess we are catering to the female demographic. We're just starting.
I need to put on my braces. All
right.
Let's be honest. Females are... We tend to be a lot more likely to buy tiny top hats to wear around. Just saying.
Of course. Seneca does not leave the house without a tiny top hat on.
Okay, that is just what I have a jellyfish plushie in my background. Like,
you should have a tiny top hat now. And I'm sorry for the Velcro.
A Mad Hatter, like, giant top hat that actually, unless I have my hair done up a certain way, will fall over my head. So I feel like
that's not a tiny top hat.
No, I know, but now I have the big hat, so I need to be able to, like, take that one off when I have my hair done up right and be like, look, I have a tiny top hat under it. And then she could be truly a Mad Hatter. Anyway.
Do it. Anyway, Doc, how was your week?
My week was solid. Very solid. Hold on, we getting feedback right now?
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
Seneca.
Seneca.
Sorry.
Stop it, Seneca. Okay.
My week was solid. I was helping a friend go through a breakup last night. So that was impromptu. He recently broke up with his girlfriend. It was a very mutual thing. They were kind of doing it as a very adult decision out of, like, we want to end this to not hate each other. Like, they just realized things weren't working and things were getting, like, bad more frequently than they were getting better. And they're, like, making a very adult decision in saying, we need to end this now before it just turns out into a relationship of regret, which I commend him for making a very smart decision, because I was put into a very similar situation where it's, like, we're just in a rough place. We need to end it and do all this. And so I went out with him last night, and we were just hanging out, having a good time. And, yeah, that was mainly the highlight of my week, which was, like, 12 hours ago. So it was just a very, very big day because he's not very an emotional guy. Like, he keeps it pretty guarded, but he's, you know, he's happy-go-lucky. He's always positive and all this. So it was interesting to see him kind of let his guard down and just, like, reveal himself a little bit. Not in a sexual way. I know people could take revealing himself in that turn of phrase. Usually that's the way it goes, but not this time.
That sounds, I'm actually, like, if your friend listens to this, by the way, like, awesome on taking charge and making that decision instead of, like, letting it become something, you know, like, letting the relationship rot. Essentially.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where it's like, and that's exactly what he wanted. He said, I didn't want it to be something where it's just totally negative. And I was like, dude, right on, you're making the right decision. And for me, I dropped my plans. I wanted to hang out with him. I was like, he's going to need a buddy because it's been 24 hours since his breakup. He's, like, as strong as he is, no man is an island. They just need, yeah.
That's hard. Like, that's a sucky place to be. So.
And really the major props to the being the adult thing of, like, this is going to get rotten if we don't end this now. Let's end this now.
Yeah.
Hold on, Alex, what are you wearing on your wrists?
Oh, yeah. You'll probably see me at some point with, like, little buddy tape wrapped around here and a glove on both my wrists. I've got really bad wrists and fingers and everything else about my hands, which is awesome.
The rest of your body.
Yeah, and the rest of my body, which is awesome as a writer. And it got really bad in my senior year. We'll detour off this for a sec. Got really bad in my senior year in university to the point where the doctor's like, you need to stop typing. And I'm like, I'm an anthropology major. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. And you're a PC gamer. So
and a PC gamer and a writer.
You and
I really can't do that. So I ended up going to hand therapy, which is awesome because you get hand massages.
Ooh.
Which are amazing.
You got a hand job.
Thanks, Danielle. But part of that is these braces that help me because I can't move my wrist very well. It makes it really hard to type, and I end up typing like this a lot of the time.
That's
otherwise,
just how I type normally. just fingers.
We need
just,
to talk about that.
Just one finger each hand, and it's like a caveman. And I'm a computer science major, and I'm just like click, clack, click. Click, click. All right, that's one line of code. Only 2,000 more to go.
Yeah. But yeah, I just got back from doing my buffering stuff that I've been doing that I did like 2 weeks ago. And so my wrists are like, hey, you've been using us in a weird way. Screw you. So I put on my braces. And you'll probably see me with the little buddy tape on my finger. Because when I type like this, which really hurts everything in here.
Which anybody who's not actually watching the video cannot see, and we're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I raised my pinky.
Because we do put this on iTunes. Remember, there is sometimes...
Yes, for your audio listeners, you're really missing... No. The few audio listeners we have, it's awesome, because it means that's
You're missing the genius prop comedy that we're bringing to this video portion.
Because that means that they didn't see my red face from last week, so it's all good with me.
But we sufficiently described that.
Yes, we used plenty of proper adjectives to bring that image to life.
We don't need to do this again.
We are word artists. That's exactly what we are.
And before we get on to Senny and Danielle, how was your week? Really quick, because we should talk about it again. I guess, actually, we'll let Seneca talk about the month again.
Okay, so before I go into my week, I'm going to, because it actually ties in really well. October, we're still in October. It's still Mental Illness Awareness Month. We talked about it last week a little bit more in detail, so I'm going to keep it kind of short this week. But essentially, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, they're doing a pledge to be stigma-free towards those who have mental illnesses. You can go to their website, which is www.nami.org. It's a great pledge to take. They have a lot more information up there. Said a lot more last week, so I won't go too into it. My week this week was actually pretty intense in a lot of ways. Like, so I'm holding this blue heart stone right now for those who are not able to see. This is a stone that I got as I closed with the grief therapy group, or, well, I wasn't a therapist, but I was a facilitator for those who had lost family members and loved ones in the town that I live. And I helped facilitate, like, creating a safe place, and I had to say goodbye to that today because I officially have just gotten to the point where I am so busy that I can no longer do that, as well as everything else in the new volunteering that I'm doing this year. This heart rock, it's a rock, was actually hand, like, shaped with a machete in Africa, and it's a big part of our community there because we always talk about rocks and how life, you know, we're the rock, and life is tumbling us about, and we have to kind of make it work. And for the facilitators, this is kind of like to help remind us of all the things that we've done to help smooth those who, you know, the path of those who we've helped. But I did that, and then a lot of my week has really just been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, it feels like, balancing work, which I've officially been doing for a month now. Yay!
Congratulations.
I'm happy. I figured out finally that I have to get a new phone case, and because I'm not going to do the phone wallet thing anymore.
Hey, you're going to be an adult?
I'm getting an adult wallet because I officially have certifications for my job that I have to carry around with me. So that's new. And I bought a nice wallet. But I had a great morning because we actually went to a local food joint that's really tiny. Like, they can literally only serve 4 people at a table max. That is their max. End of story. Great breakfast. Danielle had a giant burrito.
Oh, I feel like a whale.
But, yeah, so my week was good, just kind of crazy and kind of intense. One random thing, though. I got a lot of hair out of my bedding, and I'm really proud because for anybody who doesn't know, I have tons and tons of really, really thick, long, long, long hair, and it's a pain in the butt. So I feel very accomplished.
You did it.
And so Danielle's week.
Yeah, Danielle, how was your week?
Oh, my week was really long and tough. I was almost fired this week. And I actually had to spill the beans that, speaking of mental illness, I have depression. And sometimes that causes me not to be able to work because I have mental breakdowns. So I have to actually spill the beans to my boss. And they're like, oh, well, you should have told us earlier. And we're supportive of you. And I was like, okay, thanks. But super excited about the coming weeks because now I'm just working on Christmas shopping and
Halloween hasn't even happened yet. How are you already doing Christmas shopping?
He's also Canadian, by the way, so she's already done Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So
that's not true. You do both. I know you do both.
Shut up.
But she's done the first one.
Alexander, Jesus.
You've got your first one done, but you do both. I know it. Don't lie.
I get double of everything, so
maybe. Just like a divorced family.
Oh, fuck!
I'm not wrong. That's my defense.
What is wrong with you?
Divorce family for the win.
No, I have to.
What happens two of everything.
Now both America and Canada. It's just like you got two parents. They don't really like each other that much. You got America saying Canada's like, it's not aggressive enough. Won't take care of itself and do all this. And Canada's like, America's just so aggressive and uptight. What a dick that guy is.
So, Doc, at least we have two parents.
Oh! Ouch.
Okay. I'm done with this.
We completely derailed there.
I'm so done with this conversation.
Yep. But yes, that's props for being willing to admit that too, Danielle. But also, like, awesome that work is like, oh, well, shit. Okay, well, don't worry. That makes sense. We'll help you.
Yeah, and that's really good that your job is able to help. Like, it's going to be in support of you, because I've been in work environments where it's like they don't really give a shit about you, and it's really difficult to want to work and be good at your job and wake up in the morning and go to work every day, when you know that they just don't care and that it's just total apathy coming your way. So the fact that they support you and everything shows that it's like a great work environment, and I think that's awesome for them, and that it's going to be very helpful for you. So I think that's very cool.
Oh, yeah. And the cool thing is that Macy's has stopped supporting Trump, so I'm cool with that, even.
There you go.
Cool with staying where they are now.
Yeah, they used to be a huge support of, like, the Trump Tower and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And then they're like, we're not supporting you anymore because you're an asshat. Have a good day.
And at least a little insane.
Yeah. Actually, let me
check out the new Trump ass hat on your Etsy.
Yeah, that's actually what I was like. Actually, you could just make like a little tush with like a little Trump toupee on top.
I mean,
brought to you by Podcast Lost in Space.
Officially sponsored.
We do it.
We went there.
Synergy. It's all about synergy.
I like this episode. It got dark really fast. It's my favorite. Oh,
I like these guys.
See, this is
okay. So we're talking about charities first, right?
We have some charities. We were doing that, but yeah, we're coming around to.
What other are we doing?
We are doing on November 7th. We actually really need to sit down and plan the whole details, but. We are going to be doing the 24-hour Extra Life stream. We're raising money for kids. If you go to the Extra Life team or extralife.org and the Extra Life team podcast Lost in Space, you can chip in money. If you go to Alexander Pineda, you can chip in money to me, and it goes toward the team, but I look even better.
This is his job. He takes first spot so that he can,
look good. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to do that on November 7th. And, you know, if you can't give money for whatever reason, or you don't share it around, give other people, let other people know, because it's all for the kids. It all goes toward the Seattle Children's Hospital is what our team is raising money for. And our goal is only $500. Danielle knows a little bit. Her sister with Wizards of the Coast did a D&D marathon. What was it, like 2 weeks ago?
Yes, it was. Well, yeah, it was about 2 weeks ago.
And how much did they
ended up raising about $85,000 with
six. Holy crap.
Yeah, and Extra Life on its own raises somewhere in the range of a half a mil to a mil every year for charities, for hospitals. I know last year Rooster Teeth on their own, the whole team raised like $250,000.
Not surprising. Mainly because they're
one of the.
I mean, it's great that they do that.
I mean, they're one of the largest things, but yeah, definitely. So we're doing that November 7th. I think it sounds like Seneca's going to come down and make me food.
Yeah, so.
And other people are going to.
Him about not eating, probably. Yeah. So.
Other people are going to stop by and do a little shift while I'm going to try to do all 24 hours because I'm crazy. And
I'll
we'll have other.
Cupcakes on there.
What was that?
I'll pack you cupcakes.
Yay!
Apparently, I'll be bringing you lots of goodies.
Yay! But yeah, we're going to do that. So that's the big other charity, and that's coming up in very, very, very soon. thankfully, my midterms are this week.
Good.
Not the week before, right before the Saturday where we do that.
That would be
horrible.
Forgot school things.
Yeah, I know. I'm in school still. Like, after we'd finish this, I've got 200-something pages of reading to do.
Yeah.
That's light reading for you. Don't worry, I'm there too, actually, right about now.
Yeah, it is fairly light reading, but it's not all of it's fun. Yeah, and I guess that leads into how my week was, which is I have midterms next week. Crap. But I got the paper done that I'd been really bad about doing. We'll find out what my grade is, but, I mean, come on, it's a 3-page paper. That ended up being a 5-page paper, because I can't do that otherwise.
I expect my article now.
Yes, and I will be able to do that for you. That's part of what I'm doing today, too.
Other charity? It's we have one more to talk about, right?
No, that was the other big one. The NAMI.org is the one that Seneca was talking about. I don't remember if she said the URL.
Yeah, www.nami.org.
You do www. You do www. How dare you?
Exactly. HTTPS colon whack whack www. Dot.
Just,
I'm allowed to say what I want.
You are. We're allowed to make fun of you for it, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, because then I get to make
That's fun. Why I'm here. I was brought on to this podcast to just be a character. That's it. Mm-hmm. My life is nothing outside.
As long as, like, the background doesn't get made fun of, I don't care.
That's fair. I mean, you've got that hideous monster in the background right now, but...
Hey, you don't say that about her. She's a nice lady.
That's rude.
Danielle was flipping me off for the audio listeners.
We know for the audio listeners, me and Danielle are making faces of disgust and anger and resentment. And
but if we're going to do that's a little excessive.
Debating the whole idea of laxatives and cupcakes.
You'll be here with me. You'll all get to experience that one.
I'll only put it in one.
Just Russian roulette it?
Yes.
But yeah, my week has been crazy hectic because I've been up in North Bend house sitting, and dogs are really demanding when you can't take them with you to all the stuff you have to do. So it's been a really crazy week, but now that I'm finally back here, I can loaf around and not feel bad about it.
You doing the house sitting for free, or were you doing it for money?
Mom and Dad paid me.
Oh, okay. So money. Isn't that an interesting segue into something?
Oh, yeah.
Do that because I just got a knock on the door. So
are you kidding me? You got a knock on the door.
Well, Alex
is gone. Seneca, let's talk about money.
Okay, let's do this.
How much do you have in your bank account?
Well, that's none of your business.
Exactly. That should be your instant response. Why were you even thinking about it?
Because in my head I'm like I actually know down to like the penny. How much is in both my checking and my savings account. And then I know exactly how much I have in cash right now because I just made two rather large purchases because they're adult purchases that I need to make. And let's be honest, A, wallets are important. And also, let's be honest, I don't want my phone to die because I get a shitty case. And then, you know.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But so, I have money. That's
right.
How I thought about it, though, because I've been doing the math so much. Exactly.
You've been doing your financials recently.
Because yeah. People wanted to yell at me, and Alyssa had a whole list of things to yell at me about.
One of which was money?
No, about money, specifically. And
bad with money. Okay, a whole list of terrible financial decisions coming from Alex.
What is the worst financial choice that you have made recently that you actually regret, or do you not have any?
Well, I try not to regret things because then I'm like, well, that's part of what got me to where I am, which is really metaphysical, but, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, as far as, like, making a financial choice of, like, oh, I bought this thing when I really should have spent that money on something else.
Yeah. I've bought two different violins and never learned the violin.
Yes, you talked about that on the last podcast. That's kind of what spurred this topic in general. I mean, for me...
And now I have a friend offering to teach me how to play the violin, so I might have to buy a third violin.
Oh my God. As long as you actually learn how to play it. Seriously.
I make no promises.
Yeah, you better take the time to learn how to play it. For me, one of one of the decisions I've made is that I bought a jacket, and this was a long time ago. I bought a jacket, and I was like, oh, this is really nice leather jacket. You know, I could definitely rock this. I'm gonna wear this a lot. And then at the time, I would wear stuff like a little bit bigger than it should be. And so my sense of style started changing, where I started wearing stuff a lot more form-fitting. And now I have this really expensive jacket that I barely ever wear, out of the fact that it no longer fits the style that I have anymore.
Is this
and so I kind of look back, it's like, oh man, I paid a lot of money for that, and now I don't really wear it all that much. What were you saying, Seneca?
Is this the leather jacket that you used to wear when we were playing card games all the time?
No, I love wearing that one. Okay. You're talking about my brown one?
I think so.
Yeah.
I have a picture somewhere, I think, still, of you in the brown leather jacket with my big cherry earmuffs on.
Yes, I love that jacket. That was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. That was a gift from my father. It is amazing. I will wear that till the day that I die. Like, if anything, I will be buried in that jacket. It is great. But
I'm trying to grab one of my other irresponsible purchases. Sorry.
You're going to show it live on air, too. Isn't that cool? Great?
I might have some comments.
I got this at PAX. So, this is for a game. I love this piece of art, but this is for a game that looks like utter trash. I don't remember what the game was. I don't even remember the name of the game now. So I bought promotional art for a game that I thought looked like garbage.
Really?
And that cost me $20.
That cost you $20.
Okay.
That's a lot of tacos.
that's like 20 tacos right there.
I guess.
I do a lot of little things like that.
So, yeah, a lot of my major ones that I regret are always ones that are pretty expensive. And it's usually something where it's like, oh, my taste in that particular thing has now changed. So I kind of regret, like, investing money in that, and it didn't, you know, stand the test of time the way I expected. When it comes to minor things, lately I've only ever been making, like, minor purchases for the things that I really need or the stuff that I know I'm going to use. So lately I've been really good about it. As well as I save a lot of my money, I would say cheap, but I don't think that's fair. I'm tight with my money. Like, I only spend it when I really, really have to. Unless it's video games or Blu-rays, because those, I thoroughly enjoy those.
That actually, video games is, this is actually a fairly recent purchase that I don't regret, because I definitely had a lot of fun, but I definitely should not have made that purchase at the time, because I did not have as much money as I normally would have. So for my birthday, one of my friends was amazing, and in the back, for those watching the video, you can actually see the Wii U box. He got me a Wii U. He was amazing. I, of course, got this, and it came with Splatoon, right? So I was like, yes, like one of the two games that I'm super excited about playing. I had to go out and buy Pikmin 3.
Mm-hmm.
Two days after I got the Wii U. Definitely lived off of what was in my freezer for the rest of the week.
Ooh.
And now, like, for me, honestly, that's not the worst thing, because, like, I get Costco salmon, and, like, I have good food in my freezer, but there was a lot of rice and a lot of stuff that I was like, I don't know if I want to eat this right now, but I spent most of my grocery money for this week on that, and then I had a friend visiting soon after, so I had to have money for, like, because, you know, when friends come to visit you, it's kind of a vacation for them, so, like, they want to go out to eat, and they want to go do this and that and the other thing, which is great, but that means that I have to make sure that I have the money to do that with them.
See, I've never been in that kind of state of, like, financial situation, out of the fact that I have a buffer system in which that, like, I have a certain amount of money set up in an account, and I go, I can't go below this certain amount of money unless it's an emergency, unless it's for food or anything like that. But the goal is to never break that buffer and just go, like, I have this and just never get close. So if I were in dire straits like you, where it's like, oh, I don't have a lot of food and I need to survive off this small stuff, I've never been in that situation, out of the fact that I've saved enough to just go, like, buffer zone, I'm good.
Well, and I want it noted, like, I actually made the choice to eat out of my freezer instead of buy more food, because I was like, I have a bunch of
like nice protein in there that I can cook up, and I can use like minimal cash to supplement like my vegetables for the week. I made that decision. I have actually a nice buffer in my savings account, and I usually have, I have a fairly decent buffer in my checking account. But I made the decision of like, I would rather do this than spend money right now, because I made that choice to buy that game. So like, that was definitely something where I kind of regretted it because of my own, like, I don't want to, you know, I didn't want to dip into my savings. I didn't want to dip into my buffer. And I had a bunch of food in my freezer, and honestly, like, yeah, it kind of sucked in some ways, because it was like, I don't want to eat, like, this same thing for the third day in a row.
Yeah.
But also, it was good because I would rather eat out of my freezer for a week and use the food that's in there instead of letting it get freezer burn.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it was one of those things where it was like...
I got something to bring up. For me, video games used to be something where it's like, oh, I always need to buy it new right when it comes out, gonna play it and do all this. And then I would find out, like, when I buy all these games all at once, then they, you know, sit on the shelf, I don't really play them, and then it's like, oh, my $60 kind of goes to waste. Plus... now, over time, games go on sale all the time, so if I wait, I actually get rewarded by just being patient.
Yeah.
And I get more time to focus on the one game, the games that I haven't beat yet, do all that. So gaming used to be a vice where I would constantly be irresponsible with money, but it's since changed. So I'm wondering, like, what kind of vices do you guys have, be it video games? I know, Alex, it might be video games for you guys, but what kind of vices where it's like, I can't help but spend money on these things? It's like, I see this thing, it's perfect, I need money now, got it, cool, buying this thing.
I've got a list that's a mile long, but we're going to let Danielle talk, because I see her in the background dancing.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
So, Danielle, this question goes to you first.
Yes. I get really lazy about food. And so it's like, and my boyfriend, I don't really drive, but my boyfriend loves to drive places, but he recently lost his job. And I'm like, let me feed you. But then I get really tired at night, and I'm like, I'll order something. And he's like, what the fuck are you thinking? And I'm like, I'm just hungry. He's like, I will make ramen. I'm like, no, no, I want good food.
I agree with that.
So, my advice is definitely food, especially frappuccinos. I have to have, like, so I'm trying to get better and get my loose leaf tea, and usually that's good for me, but I haven't been able to get my tea.
Because the tea shop's not open.
It's not open, my life.
We walked by there today.
That's definitely a vice that I don't understand, because I know people where it's like, oh, the only coffee they can drink is a $3 to $5 Starbucks coffee every day. And like a dollar drip coffee that I get from a corner store down the way just doesn't cut it unless you have the right creamer in it. You just, like, they can't have just black coffee. I use coffee as like a source of energy and nutrition. It doesn't need to taste good. As long as I'm awake and can get work done, that's all that matters.
It actually has a lot of nutritional value in it.
Whatever. I don't drink coffee. I don't know.
That's why I'm trying to get my tea.
Yeah.
I can't really drink coffee because I got the shakes.
Get the shakes.
Yeah.
You get the Michael J. Foxes.
Sending her on the same camera.
Oh.
Hey, he's. It's Back to the Future Day just a little while ago. He was on the top of my mind. I just had to say.
Celebrating late.
Everyone knows he has Parkinson's. This is nothing new. I'm just reminding you, Parkinson's is a terrible thing. Let's cure it together. I am a hero, not a villain.
I don't know. Villains are often heroes in their own mind.
I am the hero that everyone deserves, but not the one they need, okay?
He just watched Mendez.
Are you sure there's not a lot of narcissism in that comment?
Oh, she's going psych major on you. Run.
Actually, I'm wearing my psychology t-shirt today.
Wait, is that literally just a t-shirt that says psychology?
No, actually, so do you want to read off the back? So it says psychology in the front, and then in the back is
only because badass intellectual goddess is not an actual major.
I want to note that my dad got the shirt for me.
Okay, that is a funny t-shirt. I thought it was literally just a t-shirt that says psychology. Well, that's like me wearing one that says science.
I saw this shirt randomly online, and I sent it to my dad as like, haha, like, this is so funny. And he was just kind of like, what's your shirt size? I'm buying this for you. Like, you're getting this.
So now I know what to get you for Christmas. It's just random shirts that have one word.
No, don't get me shirts. No more shirts. Oh, God. There's too many.
All right, Alex. Vices.
Yes.
Financial vices. We got off topic, but getting back on there.
Yeah, we get off topic. So my biggest, like, if you sum it all up, it's I love to get things that are not on sale, but, like, I'm not going to randomly walk into a store and go, oh, that's on sale. But books, video games tend to be the big ones. But also if there's things that I'm like, oh, my friend would love this, I'll tend to grab that without thinking. Although I've gotten, when I was up in North Bend, I got really lazy about food and did a lot of, I don't have time to, like, stop, you know, make food, so I'm just going to buy food on the way. And but I try to avoid eating out because it is expensive.
Oh, yeah. I avoid that all the time.
I love owning my own books. So if I like a book, I buy it. And if it's part of a series and I like the series, I'm without fail going to buy every book in the series. And generally, that means half price or picking it up on Amazon. Mm-hmm. That tends to be my biggest one. And then Steam sales. Although lately I'm completely like, I'm not going to pick up anything because I don't want to pick up anything.
I was going to say, have you played every game in your Steam library?
No, I think we talked about this. I don't know if we talked about this on a podcast. I've got 200-something games in my Steam library.
How many of those of which do you think you've played? Because I know 30? Steam sales cater specifically to impulse buyers.
Yes. About 30, if that.
Out of 200? That's 15%!
Yeah. And I have like 600 or 700 hours in like four of them.
No plus World of Warcraft. Still like, let me share my Steam games with you.
Yes, use them. Justify the purchase. Because then if my friends use things, I buy. Like my VR headset that I have, I've put so many different people in it because it helps me justify the impulse purchase.
Yeah.
That it was on sale. And now I feel like it was worth the $100 I spent because I've introduced like a 24 people to VR headsets. So I'm like, okay, that the number adds up there.
That is pretty good, yeah.
And I picked up enough of me and my dad are both techies, and so there are times when I'll pick up a piece of tech, not because I know it's good, but because I'm curious what it does. Like, I picked up, and I don't know what happened to them. Oh, they're over there. These, quote-unquote, bone conduction headphones.
Oh, yeah.
But the pink ones.
The pink ones. Mm-hmm. But basically, these are not the right piece of tech, because the right piece of tech specifically vibrates, like, right here, and you can't hear it from outside. Or it vibrates right in here, and you can't hear it. These are just basically small speakers. They work up here when they're resting, like, right on the bone. So they kind of work for the tech reasons that I got them, but they didn't quite do what I wanted. But on the other hand, I just wanted to see what it was like. And sometimes I can feel the vibration in the tip of my nose, and that feels really weird. And so for me, that's that was an irresponsible purchase. But I was curious about the tech, so I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Senny, did we get to you and your irresponsibilities?
My vice purchases. So I don't want to say that I'm a penny pincher, but I am very tight-fisted with my money because I don't get a ton of money. Like, right now, I'm only working 8 or 10 hours a week at my new job. Like, you know, I don't have a ton of money. But I'm somebody where I save and I save and I scrape and I scrape. And then I save up to buy something nice, like the wallet. And, I mean, I could have gotten a cheaper wallet. I know I could have. But because I tend, like, if I'm going to invest in an item, I'm like, well, I want to invest in an item that's going to last me a while. Like, I want it to last for a while. So my advice purchases, I guess, would be more the fact that I will spend extra money on something if I can get it on sale, I'll prefer to, but I will willingly shell out that extra cash without really blinking an eye, because I'm like, well, this is something that I want, first of all. This is something that I need, and I'd rather get it at this higher quality than have to repeatedly buy it over and over and over again. Like, so an example would be, currently I'm trying to figure out, like, my job requires taking your shoes on and off and on and off a lot. So I'm trying to figure out quick slip-on shoes, and I'm looking at a pair of flats, and they're $160.
Ooh.
Yeah, expensive, right? Like, and even I'm like, oh, like, what? That's a lot of money. But in my mind, I'm like, well, okay, but if they properly fit my feet, they come with a warranty for X amount of years, they're a well-recognized brand, and I'd rather spend $160 on a pair of flats now that I can use for years versus having to regularly buy new shoes for like $20 or $30 repeatedly.
So we asked about your vice.
That's as close as my vice. But
feedback coming from you, Senny.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's why I stopped talking for a sec. Okay, cool. There we go. And you give us all the reasons why you're really responsible with your money.
I spent a lot of money. Like, the wallet that I got was $170. but it's exactly what I want.
I've never spent $170 on any one specific item in so long. Like, it's been a while for me. Like, damn. The newest jacket that I got, which is another vice of mine, I like really nice jackets. Fake leather, real leather, just yeah. Anything that makes me feel like an action star from an 80s movie. The most expensive one that I bought recently was $60 for a jacket. And it looks great, fits well, and perfect for me. And so the idea of spending $170 on anything, like, that's the thing where it's like, I feel like I really want this, I kind of need it, but I'd rather wait for it to be on sale, especially with Black Friday coming around the corner and holiday season where everything gets dirt cheap.
Yeah, that was my big dumb purchase, kind of what, like, Sunny was, where she bought and then was like, oh, I needed food money. It was on Black Friday last year. I happened to be, which what was awesome was I was in Calgary, and no one in Canada celebrates Black Friday because they don't do, well, I mean, they started to, but Black Friday isn't that big of a deal. It's an American thing. They have Boxing Day, the day after Thanksgiving.
Boxing Day!
Yeah, and people die on Boxing Day, but less people die on Boxing Day than on Black Friday because it's Canadian.
Gotcha.
Usually they say
a lot more apologizing happens.
Yes. But the computer store within walking distance from my house was doing a Black Friday sale. And the same day, we got a minor blizzard. So nobody was going anywhere. So I went, well, screw that. It's 8 a.m. I'm up. They're open in a half hour. So I just walked over there, and I bought myself a GTX 760 graphics card for my computer for about $250 when it was like a $350 card at the time. Gotcha. It's now a $250 card. But... And so that was this is a really good deal, and I know for a fact there's nobody over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of my food money for the next 2 weeks. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And by the way, I want it noted about the wallet. Like, I'm returning that sucker if it's not exactly what I want, because I'm not willing to spend $170 on a wallet that isn't exactly what I want. But
yeah, one would hope.
If it is... Like, so I actually did research about, like, if this company that I bought it from does sales, and they really don't, not right. even Black Friday. So I just kind of went, you know, like, I need to get this sooner rather than later anyways. If I'm going to spend that much money, I'd rather do it now and just have it done with, essentially. So, especially because that, I'd rather order it before Black Friday, because I actually ordered it off of Amazon, technically.
It'll get here sooner.
2-day shipping.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd rather do that now versus wait until Black Friday and have to go through that whole process if I decide to return it. So.
That's fair.
Yeah. So what advice can we give people about weighing the options of, like, proper spending, buying what you need, waiting for sales? Like, any advice that we can kind of forward on to people so that they can make, like, smarter financial decisions?
That's
because impulse buying is rampant in America. It is something that people do. They will just buy whatever.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. You. I'm talking just to you. This is an intervention, Alex. You have a problem. Play your Steam games.
Yeah. I'd love to do a Kickstarter about that.
One thing that I would actually suggest, I don't really have it for like my daily shopping, but I'm really stingy about my grocery allowance. So I spent $1 on an app. Oh no. But it's called Recipe Book, and it's just a basic, like, you can put your recipes, you can put all the groceries that you want to get in it. And that's what I personally use for a lot of my shopping, just to make sure that it's like, what do I actually need versus like randomly buying. I really like fruit, so I'll randomly be like, I want extra fruit. Not that much.
That reminds me, real quick, we didn't get a recipe up this week because we decided to do pancakes, and my life got really busy, and I was like, we don't need to worry about pancakes, because you can follow the directions on the back of the pancake mix that you buy.
Yeah.
And Ryan, being Ryan, I have asked him what he wants to do for next week, and he goes, something simple. So we'll figure out something, and we will do it, I promise. And it won't be pancakes.
We'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk later. But definitely. So real quick, that was the answer to that. I made bangers and mash this week, which is super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 5 minutes. Sorry, Sunny, keep going.
Definitely.
Or were you done?
I mean, honestly, like, lists, you know, if you, and also decide if you're a buy it cheap and replace for sale, like during sales and whatever, like buying replacements then, or if you're a buy it once for life person, because that has a big impact on how you're spending, but that also decides what products and how you should be buying. Because like, if you're a buy it once and buy it for life, if you can find an awesome sale to buy that expensive item, great, but if not, you also recognize the fact that you're buying it once and you are keeping that thing for years. And that's fine, but, you know, then you have to... there are different money managing techniques for each style of purchasing.
My big piece of advice is, when it comes to things like technology or books or video games or anything like that, you have to account for the amount of time that you have available, where it's... you gotta understand where it's like, am I going to have time? Like, I'm gonna buy 7 books because they're all on sale. Do you have time to actually read through all 7 books and make it worth it? Or are you gonna read one and then quit? Now you have 6 books that you haven't read. Same goes for video games. It's like, do you have, like, I am going to miss out on a lot of the games that are coming out this holiday season out of the fact that they take hundreds of hours to play. They're all these giant open world games. And I'm going to have to miss out just because I know for a fact that I don't have time, as well as I have a bunch of other games that I haven't played yet that I've already put money into. So it's take the value out of the things that you currently have, and then anything else that comes afterwards. It's like, you have to use what you have and then weigh the value of adding something new to that. And a lot of times it is not worth it.
I wrote an article about the games and the length of games.
Oh, yeah.
Direction.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Danielle?
Yes?
Any advice?
Well, my boyfriend is very similar to you, Sunny. he will literally eat everything in his pantry before he, you know, goes out and buys stuff. And that makes for very creative meals. And just being creative with what you have is fantastic. Like, I think there is something like, let's talk about cosplay for a minute. Cosplay is freaking expensive.
Which is very appropriate.
Yes. I really, really wanted to be, for Halloween, a pinup Harley Quinn. Oh, yeah. But I couldn't afford it. So I have come up with a few other ideas. And going to Value Village, go to, find the sales in your area, find good things that are close by and efficient for you to do. And if you are a creative person like myself, and you're willing to put in a little bit of extra time, sure, to do sleepless nights, but at least, you know, you have something well made you have something that will last you a good time, and it was fun and you made memories. So I say go with the creative approach to your financial situation. And also, friendly reminder, be nice to your sales associates because they will tell you the secrets to life.
Yeah, that's another really good point about cosplay and like clothing items and stuff, because I did a Star-Lord cosplay, and in order to do that, I needed to get a red leather jacket. So while I was at the store, and there's like this perfect jacket, and it was like somewhere between $80 and $100, and I had to go, am I going to wear this outside of this costume? Because I can probably only do this costume like two or three times before I want to switch over and do something else. And it turns out I absolutely would wear that jacket. I think the jacket looks awesome. I was like, so what, if you're doing cosplays, it's like you could even find stuff that's like, oh, this is also going to tailor over into my just general style overall. There are certain ones where it's like, oh, I need to wear boots for this one. Guess what? Those are also my work boots that I do for when I'm helping my dad around like building something up or roofing or doing anything like that.
Honestly, your closet can be a great resource for cosplay if you just look at things in a new light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Especially if you have a decent closet and not a whole bunch of bank shirts like me. I, as the arbiter of all things irresponsible with money, and I'm actually not completely horrible, but I tend to I'd much rather use my money and build a memory with, you know, hey, we're going out to lunch. Oh, don't worry, I'll pay for your lunch or something with a friend. Then be like, I'm going to be smart and put it in and save it. I just have a tendency to be like, well, I'd rather buy that book than put, you know, store that money away. I have a few things that I've been yelled at over the years. And some of these were from people who were going to join us and couldn't make it. And Alyssa will probably, when she can talk, get her own two cents in here, because she is the good sibling about money, and I am the bad sibling about money.
Steam games!
That tends to hold very true. I've known a lot of families where, you know, one sibling is really good with their money, and then the other one is really bad with their money. But it is budgeting, and there are sites like Mint.com, I wish they were sponsoring us, but who do a pretty decent job of telling you, hey, you're spending a lot of your money. Here's where it is. Here's what you're spending it on. And I have that set up on mine, but it is the budgeting bit of that and the self-discipline required for it. That's what I know is my failing point, is that I go, I know I said I was only going to spend $20 on groceries this week, but those kiwis look really good. I'll just spend the extra $6. And I'll be like, eh, it won't really hurt me. And that's where Senny, I'm always like, oh, come on. Because she's really...
Because I'm the one who's like, no, it's not on the list. I can't buy it. It's not on the list.
Yeah. And that's the point where I'm like, shut up, I bought it here. without thinking about it. But yeah, definitely it's the budgeting and it's the self-discipline. And part of that, and I haven't been able to get Alyssa to yell at me about it because she's my sister. And she's like, I don't want to just yell at you for that. Is what I've been told by a lot of people is find a friend who will yell at you for using your budget wrong. because that will force you to have a form of accountability that you can't get yourself. Yeah. Those are the things I've been taught about budgets, about money. Not that, like I said, I'm any good with them.
We should make food instead of goats.
How are we doing on time, Alex? Are we reaching the end?
We're about 50 minutes in, but, you know, time is our ending point is always a little softer than exactly 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like
the momentum's running dry. So
yeah, we've got just about everything we needed to get. I guess, do we want to start with farewells? And, Doc, do you want to start while Danielle listens to us and does her brain thinking before we put her on the spot?
Yeah, you got it. You can follow me at Doc Von Derwin on Twitter. You could add me on Facebook if you want, same name. And stay tuned to Podcast Lost in Space for any new articles or anything that I'm going to be posting there. That's where all my new content goes usually. And stay tuned for maybe another episode of Podcast Lost in Games. Alex and I are working on proper scheduling and doing all that, seeing as the first episode kind of just fell into our laps and we just rolled with it, which was really neat. So we're working on a proper system and getting all that taken care of. So stay
tuned. I also like that being a little infrequent. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta do, we do 40 hours a week of work, then we come home on our Saturdays. It's like, do we really want to, like, do more work for ourselves?
All right, Seneca.
Oh, well, hi. I'm not online much. Apparently, eventually, I don't know if this will actually happen, I'll be forced to get a Twitter or something. What were you talking about last week?
We'll raise money for it one day, for charity.
Raise money for me?
It'll be a stretch goal.
Kickstarter for a Seneca Twitter.
Me on Twitter is not, like, that's probably never happening. But
no, we do a Kickstarter to pay someone to run your Twitter account.
Yeah, there we go. Like Danielle.
I feel like silly thing Semi does.
Oh, God, no. Anyways,
that's silly Semi.
Where do I find you online?
Oh.
Yep. You want to be found online.
I guess if I want to be found online, check out my Facebook. With DannyNL.com.
It'll all be in the linky dumps.
Yeah. Linkies.
I'll give it to Seneca. She'll.
Cool.
She'll
go on Twitter. Anything like that you want people to find you on?
Heck no. I do crazy stuff too much. Oh, God. Maybe that's why people find me entertaining.
Uh-huh. As always, I'm Alexander. You can find me at Redbreard, B-R-E-A-R-D. On Twitter. There's a whole story behind that one day I'll get to.
No, you talked about it.
Did I?
Yeah, because I made fun of you for like... Okay. Yeah.
The very first time.
Already forgetting what we talked about. You can find me on Facebook under my writer's page, Alexander Pineda. I never really use it, but I keep getting people following me there now. Don't know why. Thank you.
Okay.
We'll take it.
Funny story about Redbeard. When you gave me your credentials for your Steam account and it was typing in the username Redbeard, I still typed it out Redbeard regularly because that's how easy it is to not include extra R's.
I was talking about something, and I think I was talking about beards, and I kept spelling Breard completely, like, for, like, 100, 200 page, 200 words kind of thing. I used Beard, like, 10 times, and every time it was misspelled. But yeah, you can find us there. You can always find us at podcastlostinspace.com. You can find us at Podcast Lost in Space on Facebook, at PlissOfficial on Twitter and Twitch. Technically, we're on YouTube at TPLS because it's the Podcast Lost in Space. But yeah, you can always find us all over the web. We have a pretty good lineup for November coming up, especially when I finish my article and Seneca doesn't kill me for not doing it on time. So come check us out.
This is your website! It's your thing! Well, how are you so bad at it?
I have to...
I have school.
I'm a cat herder.
Yeah, I have school.
My good job. Stuff.
And I work really... I'm a procrastinator. So yeah, I work really good on a deadline.
Reason, Alexander. Don't give me this guff.
Alright, thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
And gals. And other... Yes.